Call Senate Local Government to order. Secretary, please take the roll.
Chairman Sandu.
Here.
Vice Chair Whittick.
Here.
Senator Ogier.
Here.
Senator Buttry.
Here.
Senator Gallis. Senator Moss.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senator Tuckett.
Here.
Senator Vukovich.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum. This time, I remind visitors to please silence your cell phones. If you wish to testify, please print on the page in the back. And if you wish to testify also, please be sure to introduce yourself, spell your last name if it's not John Doe or Mrs. Smith. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Before we start the hearing, Mr. Barlow.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll be very, very brief. Ed Bartlett, on Wednesday, you were hearing Senate Bill 183, and without the permission of the chair, I left the Capitol building. I know the rules. I've been around a long time. I know that was the wrong thing for me to do, and I not only apologize to you, Mr. Chair, and you, Senator Whittick, but the entire committee. I am sorry.
Thank you.
This next are in order. We still love you, Ed.
May I be excused?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, members of the committee, we do have one bill, Senate Bill 173. So with that, Senator Tudbed, start the hearing on Senate Bill 173.
Thank you, Senator Sanju. I guess you know me. I'm Senator Bruce Tudbed from Kalispell, Montana, and I bring you a simple bill that's kind of a cleanup bill. In 1991, there was they passed the shooting range to make them not nuisances in zoning, and it was meant to be comprehensive. And we found one area that isn't in that, and now we want to change that. And I bring you 173, which is a simple bill, a bill an act titled An Act Clarifying the Normal Operating of shooting ranges not to be considered public or private nuisances. Anyway, if you go down the bill, it just adds including normal operations of shooting ranges authorized under the various code may be deemed a public, can be deemed a public or private nuisance. Basically, that's making them not being able to be. So anyway, now to be perfectly clear, Senate Bill 173 confirms the original intent of the original legislation that the protection from law for Montana shooting ranges is comprehensive and includes both nuisance both civil and criminal. So anyway, that's what the bill does. It just adds that one little more into code and makes it very clear. We've had this happen. It's been going forward for over 20 years without incident. And now we found this, and we need to clean this up and let shooting ranges be a fabric and part of Montana life. Thank you, and with that, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Senator Tudbed. Is there proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mark Staples. Just to walk you through this, I know you're ready to hit the road. You want to hear a bill about nuisance, which allows both public and private dancing. So I'm going to...
And if I may, there's an amendment that goes with the sponsor that's I like the amendment.
So in 91, that first page you have there, in 91, this legislature passed the Shooting Range Protection Act, which said that it was in the state policy to protect shooting ranges and preserve them from an onslaught of any kind of actions that would keep them from operating. And he just pulled the pages back and walked through me. One of them was litter. You see the next one? See, it says it was resulting from shooting activities at a shooting range, so it was exempted from the litter. Next one, may not be construed or to fly to normal activities at a shooting range. That was community decay. The next one was exempting it disorderly conduct. It isn't disorderly conduct to be shooting at a shooting range during established hours of operation. Are we still going through these? Am I going too fast?
Yeah, Mr. Staples, if you might want to back up, I think we're just...
Okay.
Our info.
All right, so the first piece of paper that I in this stack is the code. That's 769101 et sec. That is the act. And when that passed, it had coordination language to also amend other sections. The intent of the bill was to protect shooting ranges from this range of activities. And the next one, you'll go down there, is 752109, which was also passed because it was coordinating with this bill. And that said that litter, you know, the shotgun shells and stuff, that's not litter. Then the next one down, 752110, community decay. That was passed as a coordination of this bill. May not be construed the shooting range. Disorderly conduct. It isn't disorderly conduct to be shooting at a shooting range. That's the next one, 458101. Except at a shooting range, you see, during established hours, that's protected. Then the next one was 458111, public nuisance. Noises resulting from shooting activities at a shooting range during established hours of operation are not considered a public nuisance. So there we are. And the next sheet down is the Title 27, the definition of a nuisance. If you look at sub 2 there, nothing which is done or maintained under the express authority of the statute can be deemed a nuisance. That is nuisance. So what's the problem? Well, we didn't specify enough when we said nuisance. And although it says public nuisance, it's been pointed out to us that you didn't say private nuisance. Well, I have a letter here. I'll read you just a little bit of it. This is from the people that wrote the bill, the Shooting Range Sports Association. They said, we tried to cover every base we could to address all the circumstances that might improperly threaten Montana's investment. The Legislative Service Division and we missed this one angle, and we'd like to see it amended just so that it's comprehensive. So simply what this bill does, and the next sheet is the bill that Senator Tuckett told you. A bill for an act entitled an act clarifying that normal operations of shooting ranges may not be considered to public or private nuisances. That's what's in your folio. The next sheet that you have otherwise is the amendment. It turns out that when you go back to that section that I showed you, 45 with public nuisance, the language, specific language, is noises, not just normal operations. It's noises. So to be absolutely specific and cover all the bases like they were intended to be covered, you would change it from an act clarifying that normal operations of shooting ranges may not be considered to normal operations become that noises resulting from shooting activities at are not. And just to make it perfectly clear, the very last sheet in what I gave you is what it would look like. That's the, and I've got that from the drafter of the bill. Down there, it shows what the new title would show. And then the second part of it is how it would be codified. And what it really just makes perfectly clear is that this covers that we don't have subsets of nuisance. Nuisance is nuisance. And they were all intended to be covered in this bill in 91 as they are today. And this would just clarify it. And certainly stand for any questions.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Tim Ravindahl. I'm here with on behalf of Lewis and Clark Conservative Tea Party Group here in Helena, and we rise in strong support of this legislation. This kind of relates to a lot of the other issues that we face each and every day where we commonly refer to as NIMBY, not in my backyard. We have established shooting ranges across Montana. One I'm most familiar with is in Townsend. The state of Montana and the people have a real strong investment in that facility, and we're continually working to grow and make that facility better. This is an opportunity for people to have a place to go to to use that type of facility. And as urban sprawl growth continues to move, we need to make sure we don't allow that the loss of those opportunities in those facilities. So real pretty simple, keeping secure what we have an investment in and being able to expand. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, for the record, my name is Wayne Ternes. Last name is T-E-R-N-E-S. And I'm really here just representing myself. I have a day job that would be considered part of this, but I'm here on my own. I'm a neighbor to a gun range. My property is right next to the gun range. In the early 1990s, when the bills were passed, as you already heard, to protect gun ranges, it was important because we saw the loss of a firing range in Bozeman, one in Missoula, and various other places as urban sprawl that Mr. Ravindahl alluded to came out and built around it. You build a house downrange from a gun range, and then you're upset about bullets. It's kind of interesting to me. I don't quite get that. And if you live next to a gun range and you're complaining about noise, I quite don't get that either if you built your house there. And I urge you to look at this and move forward. People need to understand. I was a county commissioner for 12 years in Anaconda Deer Lodge County. And with our firing range, we have a subdivision that went in next to it now, a ranch that was right next to my property, and they subdivided. And we ensured that they put into the deeds that every owner that bought a lot in there, every person that bought a lot, understood that they were buying property within a certain distance of a gun range. And that's done just to protect it. We need to protect these things. They're there, they're established, and, you know, if you're silly enough to build a house next to a gun range, the noise happens. It's no different than Great Falls is experiencing some silliness up there with people building by the airport and then complaining about the sound of jets. It happens. I know it's kind of weird, but if there's a runway, there's going to be a jet. So thank you. I urge you to pass.
Thank you. Further proponents? Proponents? Is there opponents? Informational witnesses? Questions from the committee? Senator Whitaker?
You'd like me to think of one, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Tebbit, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of local government. This is a little cleanup bill to make what happened in 91 very clear, so that means all these different nuisances. I think Mr. Staples did a very good job of explaining it. I would hope that you have a due pass, and thank you.
Thank you. This does close the hearing on Senate Bill 173. Does the member that, do you have an objection of doing executive action since this is, we just heard this bill?
Chairman, move due pass on Senate Bill 173.
Heard a due pass on Senate Bill 173. I'd like to move the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment SB 07301.ALK.
For the motion, move the amendment. Is there discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill as amended.
For the motion to move the bill as amended. Is there discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Members of the committee, we don't want to hold off on Senate Bill 117.
Which one is that?
That's a little complicated, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Let's do this. We have one bill on Monday. If there's any amendments to put forward, either on 117, I've talked to Senator Hawks. He assures me he'll have his amendments on his bills ready. And then I have an amendment on my bill. And then how's Senate Bill 150 looking? Do you have amendments on that?
We have a number of amendments.
Okay.
And I thought they were done, but I'll have to check with Senator Olson on
okay.
It.
Mr. Chairman, I believe my amendments are done on 117 and 150. I've got one more that I'd like to discuss with the sponsor that's not done.
Okay. Let's just, so we'll definitely do executive action on Senator Hawks's bill, my bill, and Senator Hinkle's bill.
So which Senator Hawks? Because I think he has two bills, doesn't
he? He has, on all his bills, he has three bills.
So we're going to take executive action?
All three bills, and he's, I discussed it, and he said he'll have all his amendments done, I believe. Senator Moss? Okay, good. So any other further business?
Mr. Chairman, I have one.
Sure.
I will be making a grocery run this weekend, so if you want any, if you have any requests for the snack pot, please get with me afterwards.
Sure.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Come here.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.